Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I always love hooking up with Ron Cook and the Steel City from the Post-Gazette. The guy's a brilliant writer and always has been. Then they gave him a radio mic, and the guy took over in that slot, too, and just started kicking ass and taking names. I'm a big fan. Ronnie.
Scotty, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good, brother. Hey, I got to tell you, I was blown away by the Rams game, the defensive effort. And I think that, Fitzpatrick has been just an absolutely possessed football player. He is just all around the ball, making big plays and, picking off passes, running back for touchdowns, you name it. This guy has turned their season around. It's him. He's the difference.
Well, there's no question. He came in the third game when they were 0-2 and it looked awful. Bleak. Ben was out for the whole year, and he really has made a difference, Scotty. He's put, 5 interceptions in 7 games. It's funny. I was walking up the hallway after the Rams game with Roethlisberger, and he actually stopped me, and he said, "You got to lobby for T.J. Watt as player of the year, defensive player of the year." He goes, "He's a game changer." So I go into the locker room, and Joe Hayden's holding court, and he says, "Man, you got to lobby for Minka as player of the year. He's making these plays." And I just said to Hayden, "What does it say when you got a defense with not one guy but two guys who are legitimate player, defensive player of the year?" And he goes, "Shows we got some guys who are balling out there." So it's been a lot of fun. It's turned their season around. Without Ben, the offense has really struggled, but the defense has carried him. It's been fun to watch.
Do you think, Ron Cook with us, that the best game this year that anyone's given the Ravens and Lamar Jackson is the Steelers?
Oh, absolutely. Lamar actually looked very ordinary in that game. They got to him. They sacked him. They had a chance to win in overtime, and Juju Smith-Schuster fumbled about midfield in overtime, or I think they would have won it. Absolutely. Now, I'm not going to say they're as good as the Ravens. I don't believe they are, and I don't think they're going to catch the Ravens in the division. But, Scotty, you start off 0-3 and 1-4, and you've lost your quarterback. You think it's going to be one of those years. And then, when they're 0-2, they traded for Fitzpatrick. He gave up a number one pick for the first time in 52 years. I mean, there's a lot of people here that said Dan Rooney, rest his soul, if he was still alive, wouldn't have allowed them to trade a number one pick, but they did, and now I think everybody is thrilled that they did.
So what's his status for his contractual situation for the future? Like, how long do they have Fitzpatrick for?
Well, he was a number one pick just last year, so he had a 4-year deal, and because he's a number one pick, they have the option for the picking up the fifth year. So they still have him for 2 more years plus that option year. Now, by trading for him, they lose a year as opposed to getting a guy next year in the first round. But I don't think at this point that we're going to get somebody better than him in the first round next year. The fear when they made the trade was, all right, they're going to go in the tank. They're going to be 3-13, and it's going to be a top 5 pick, and you could get a quarterback to replace Ben. Now it looks like that pick's at least going to be in the middle of the pack, and you're not going to get a player better than Fitzpatrick.
Do you think that Tomlin is the job he's doing is incredible, like I do? Because you already mentioned everything that they lost, and that it looked really dire, their situation, and then to get them to play this kind of ball moving forward, what they've done recently in the last several weeks. How do people feel about him now? Because I think people are so stupid. They were one day they're yelling, "Fire him and get rid of him. He's a bum." Meanwhile, the guy's he's never had a losing season. He's gone to the playoffs like 8 or 9 times. He's gone to 2 Super Bowls. Who in their right mind would fire that guy? That guy would have 15 job offers in 5 minutes. And what do they think of him now in Pittsburgh? Is everybody finally shut up?
No. I mean, he still has his critics here, and they'll say, well, he had a franchise quarterback. He had Antonio Brown. He had Le'Veon Bell, and he's won three playoff games since they went to the Super Bowl in 2010. And I get that. In this town, you know, it's Super Bowl or bust. He still has his critics. There's a racial tone here to a slight degree with some people. I'm not saying all his critics, but that's definitely a factor here. He still has his critics. I think he's done an unbelievable job this year. Scotty, you know how easy it is for, you know, a team to quit when it's 1-4 without its quarterback,
yep,
a guy that it's leaned on for 16 years here. You don't have him. They went to L.A. to play the Chargers when they're 1-4 with Duck Hodges as the quarterback, a guy off the street, basically, and they beat the Chargers there. He's kept it going. They've won four games in a row to make it 5-4. Now, they're still not a lock for the playoffs. So won't surprise me if they get beat in Cleveland tomorrow night. But, I mean, they're at least in the hunt to be relevant, and I think they have a real chance to make the playoffs. I don't think they're going to catch the Ravens.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you're skeptical of their chances tomorrow night against that team? You think they're going to lose in Cleveland?
I didn't say I think they're going to lose. I think I won't be surprised if they do. That's the NFL. I mean, I just saw the Atlanta Falcons go into New Orleans last week, 1-7, and beat New Orleans 7-1. Crazy stuff happens in the NFL. It's Cleveland season, basically. They're 3-6. They win tomorrow. They're 4-6. They got the Steelers again in 2 weeks. I think they think they can get back into it. I don't. I think Cleveland is done too. But it won't surprise me. That's the NFL. But even if the Steelers lose tomorrow, they'll be 5-5. I still think they have a shot to make the playoffs.
How about Rudolph? What do you think of him?
So-so. I mean, you know, we're spoiled here because we had Roethlisberger. He's had some good moments. I do think he's getting a little bit better. He doesn't have a lot of receiving help. The last two games, they won, I can't believe it, without James Conner. They can't run the ball. Literally cannot run the ball. So Juju's getting double teamed. A couple of the other receivers haven't stepped up a whole lot. I mean, the defense has carried this team, there's no question. But I thought the game last week against the Rams was his best. But, you know, Roethlisberger also has his critics here. He has won three playoff games since 2010. You hear the same story. Scotty, you're from here. I'm from here. It was 20 years between Bradshaw and Ben. And people better be careful what they wish for, because it may be another 20 years before you get another franchise quarterback.
Yeah, I'm with you. The key to this game, you know, obviously they are able to run the ball with Chubb, and they are able to, they have started to finally realize they got to get Beckham the ball and Landry the ball. So that defense has been so good for the Steelers, and their secondary has been so good. How much does, what is wrong with Hayden, and is he going to be able to go tomorrow?
Apparently it just came out that he was sick. He talked after the game Sunday that this is the healthiest he's been. He's had all kind of, you know, bumps and bruises, and I think he got off to a slow start this year. So he's healthy from a body standpoint, but apparently they said he's sick. I can't imagine him missing this game. He had five breakups the other day. He had an interception himself. He's the one that tipped the ball.
Right.
If Fitzpatrick intercepted to end the game, it would be a huge loss for him. But I can't believe he's going to miss going back to Cleveland to play against his old team. It's not a body situation. It's an illness situation. So I'm expecting him to play. It'll really lessen their chances if he doesn't.
You know, when I was a kid and I got sick, my dad said, give him a shot of brandy. I think it would work. Get Hayden a shot of Jameson and send him out there. He'll be fine. Let me ask you a question really quick about Crosby. What's the deal? Is it really a hernia that's got him out of the lineup?
Well, that's what's been reported. The Penguins being very secretive about it, which is frightening unto itself. you know, if Sid has surgery, if he's out 4 to 6 weeks, you know, I'm all in favor. If he has to do it now, and hopefully get him back by the new year, and then let him rock and roll down the stretch next year. But, you know, the division and the conference is so tight. They already have lost Letang for a while. No idea when he's coming back. Hornquist is out. Malkin has been out. He's been back. It's one of those years in Pittsburgh, Scotty. The Pirates had all those injuries. Jamison Tyone at the top of the list. Then Ben goes down for the year. It's one of those years here. If Sid's out for 6 weeks, 2 months, I don't know that the Penguins survive. I really don't.
You know, I thought
as far as the playoffs go.
Yeah, I thought that pass that Malkin made against the Islanders in that game that they finally stopped the Islanders' winning streak. That behind the back pass he made, that with that backhand pass he made for the I think the game winning
right.
goal. That or the tying goal or whatever it was. That was unbelievable because he hasn't done anything all year. They need to get him going. If Crosby's out of the lineup with this hernia, he's got to get going. But I think the guy that's really impressed me the most on that team, to be honest with you, lately, because I've watched him a lot. I watched him lose to the Rangers last night. The best player for me lately for them is Rust.
Yeah, he's been great. And he started the season hurt again. He missed a bunch of games at the start. There was a lot of speculation he could be traded for salary cap purposes. I don't think they were real happy with his year last year. And he came to camp ready to go and has been dynamic. Malkin's only been back 3 or 4 games.
Right.
He missed about 10 or 12. And I think he's really starting to play well. And historically, he's done well here when Sid has been out. But it's not just Sid. If Hornquist and Letang are out for a period of time, it's going to be tough. And I know you love your Penguins.
Right.
I wish I could give you better news on Sid. And now he may try to play through this. I just don't know if that's the right answer.
Listen, I've had how many Mafia have I had? About six or seven hernia surgeries from basketball.
Yeah, about
I
that.
Mean, it's unbelievable. I have nets all over my body. Don't be a wuss, Sid. Get out there. I thought the guy was great giving that lady that car, though. That was really cool.
He's one of the neatest kids I've ever been around. I mean, hey, Scotty, we're in this business. You see these guys do dumb stuff all the time. They feel like they're anointed, if you will,
right.
or they're special. He never big times anybody. You never hear 1 ounce of trouble for him. And he's the best player in the world. For me, you know, I have a Mount Rushmore of hockey. He is now past Gordie Howe in my mind. He's up there with Gretzky, Lemieux, Bobby Orr, and Sid. I'll take that as my Mount Rushmore of hockey.
You could argue that any day of the week with as many cups as he has and gold medals and everything that he's done in game winners and big games. And his career has been absolutely brilliant. His numbers are sickening, and he is like the greatest guy ever. It's amazing. It's another story of how people hate him because he's so good. They hate his guts everywhere because he's so good. That's what happens when you're that good. But everybody in Pittsburgh knows how kick-ass he is. He's just a great guy. He's always been really cool to me. And as you know, I like the Penguins and Steelers more than my family.
Yeah, you've said that on a number of occasions. I don't know that I've ever heard you say the Steelers, though. You did say that about
well,
the Penguins.
I mean,
I'm impressed you're putting the Steelers there, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Steelers are obviously right there. The Penguins, number one, and then the Steelers right there, 1A. And I got to give them, you know, rock star status as well. More important than everything, including the birth of my children. Very important stuff, the Steelers and Penguins. I love you, Ronnie. Thanks for coming on the bench.
Scotty, anytime, man. Have a great night.
My man, Ron Cook of The Fan in Pittsburgh and the Post-Gazette.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.